A new Forbes advisor study has identified the biggest financial regrets from 2023. We dive in and share some tips to help you navigate through these common concerns coming up today on Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Sabapathy.
Welcome into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host, Prashant Sabapathy, and Mike Hartzell. You can find them both at Elite Income Advisors, and they are independent fiduciaries. It's all about retirement planning. Prashant, a couple of books to his credit, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. They have offices located in Annapolis and also Rockville, but headquartered in Ellicott City. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We go back and forth on so many different topics, but the most important thing you need to remember is it's all about having a plan for retirement, and we're going to give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors. No cost, no obligation. You leave the checkbook at home and kind of see where you are in your retirement planning process. Check them out online. Great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. All right, today we're going to talk about financial regrets facing Americans for this upcoming year. Now, of course, you know what they say about regrets. Regret is a form of punishment itself. So we're going to dive into ways to get beyond those common regrets. So Forbes Advisor identifying major financial regrets Americans had last year, 2023. We're going to break those down, and top four concerns are in front of us. And topping the list, gentlemen, saving little to no money for retirement, and at roughly one in five Americans, just under 20%, again, not saving enough. So, Prashant, is this financial regret at the top? Does that kind of surprise you? It's there.
No, it doesn't surprise me at scale, simply because of where inflation is right now. I mean, people feel like, and not just feel like, they actually do have less disposable income to be able to save. So it's not really a surprise that it's at the top of the list. Now, what I will say is with our client base tends to be a little bit more affluent. So we don't see this too much with our client base. But here's what I will say. I think everybody, regardless of the situation that you're in, probably can find somewhere in their financial plan to save money somewhere. We all waste money. I mean, I'm guilty of it, Mike. I'm sure you are, Morgan. Maybe you're the exception, Morgan.
No, I'm not.
We all do it.
Yeah, right. And so I think everybody can find something that they're currently spending money on that they don't need that they can redirect to saving for their financial future. And so where we kind of look at how we can prevent this mistake going forward is to really sit down and create a spending plan. Identify where your money is going every month and do that for 2 or 3 months in a row. And what you will start to find is you'll start to find the trends of where you are spending money unnecessarily. Once you know what's in front of you, you can make the necessary steps to rectify it. But it all starts with creating that spending plan. By the way, that applies whether you're working or you're in retirement. I mean, we take our clients through that spending plan process, whether they are working or in retirement. It's a huge part of the financial planning picture.
I'll tell you, just talking about some of the regrets, kind of learning from past history, we're taking a look at 2023. Again, this is Forbes Advisor coming up with this survey, coming out with this survey, I should say. The next one on the list, financial regrets from last year, just failing to take advantage of interest-bearing accounts. We're talking high-yield savings, CDs. I mean, for the first time in a long time, the numbers are pretty good. But according to this survey, you know, just under 16% surveyed, they're just not taking advantage of it. So the high yield savings, you guys have talked about this before. It's there. Take advantage.
Yeah, it is there. And when you start taking a look at some of these guaranteed interest bearing accounts, right, it's nice to take advantage of some of them. But you also have to compare this with inflation adjusted returns. And I think that's really, really important to look at, because these haven't been viable savings vehicles for a long time, right, Prashant? I mean, it's been a while since people could actually put their money in and actually get a guaranteed rate of return that's reasonable. But then you also have to look at where has inflation been the last couple of years, and are those accounts actually keeping up with the inflation rate at this point? And that's something that when you take a look at your investment and the bucketing of money that Prashant and I always talk about, right, you really have to have a balancing act there. So Prashant and I always talk about having 3 to 6 months of emergency fund, being in the bank and things like that. And when you have that bucket of money, you want to get the best rate of return. But if you have inflation rates that are above 8%, like they were in 2023 and what they are right now, they may not keep up with inflation. So I think you really have to take a look at inflation adjusted returns. And does this make sense to have a certain amount of money in there? After that, you know, you need to look to other places.
So important, again, to, you know, talk about these options that you're going to have as you move towards your retirement. What are you doing? And can we learn from mistakes of the past? These are regrets from 2023. Again, Forbes Advisor coming out with this survey, not saving enough, topping the list, and then not taking advantage of the interest-bearing, the better interest-bearing accounts that are out there, the high-yield savings and the CDs. And not far behind that, in third place on a list of Americans' financial regrets for last year, taking on too much credit card debt, just under 15%. Again, Mike, this is not a shock. We've seen the numbers on credit cards. People are pulling out the plastic.
Yeah, and when you take a look at it, Prashant and I always talk about money in, money out when we're talking about doing retirement income planning, right? So if your money out has to go to credit card debt, where the interest rates right now are really, really high based upon some of the interest rate hikes that we have right now, it's not good debt. Right? Because you look at the high interest rates, it's not an asset like a house is when you have a mortgage. So you want to make sure that when you get to retirement, you want to be debt-free absent of the house, right? If you can also pay off the house, that's great. But having an unsecured asset like a credit card and the debt that follows that can be a big no-no in retirement. So you want to get those paid down as quickly as possible just because there's no benefit of paying that interest. So I understand times are tough, but that's really the last place you want to go. And to Prashant's point, what he talked about earlier, make sure that you have a budget where you're not putting this stuff on the plastic.
I mean, so important. Again, we're just going over some regrets. Forbes Advisors putting out this list. The fourth and final regret we'll throw to Prashant, and that's just failing to save money for emergencies. I know you guys sit down with potential clients and your current clients, and probably those first couple of meetings you start talking about, you know, hey, man, what's in your emergency fund? And a lot of people don't have them.
Yeah, that's right. Or better, kind of even worse, a lot of people look at their retirement savings, like their 401k or thrift savings plan, as an account that they can take a loan against if they do have an emergency. And to me, retirement money should be used for retirement. You should have a separate pot of money, a separate bucket of money, whatever you want to call it, to fund those emergencies so that you don't have to then charge it or take a loan when you do have that emergency. So getting out in front of these things, I think, is really important. It could feel like a lot of ground to tackle to kind of master all these issues at once. Mm-hmm. And very rarely is it the right thing to do to focus on everything all at once. I think what we should do is maybe focus on things in stages. So maybe that's starting the emergency fund first and then work into debt payoff. And then it's saving more for retirement. Look, if you feel like you're behind the eight ball on this, give us a call. The phone number is 800-653-8404. When you call into that number, you're going to be able to schedule a complimentary visit with Mike, Connor, Ozzie, our team of advisors at Elite Income Advisors. When you come in, our guys are going to put together for you a real Retire Smart roadmap. We'll help you map out your income every year for the rest of your life, help you develop that spending plan, optimize your Social Security benefits so that you have an understanding of where your paycheck in retirement is going to come from. We'll also include a complimentary risk analysis of the portfolio, as well as a conversation about taxes. All that and more when you call in and schedule that complimentary visit with us at Elite Income Advisors. 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, you want to get into retirement without regrets, right? So stick around. We're going to talk about enjoying that carefree retirement when we return. We are back on Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your hosts are Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell. You can find them both at Elite Income Advisors. They're headquartered in Ellicott City, but they have satellite offices in Annapolis and in Rockville. Prashant, already busy, two published books, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly, and it's all about retirement planning here on the show. They're both fiduciaries, and it's about having that plan, being ready for your retirement. So we talked about again, regrets in our first portion of the program. Now we want to talk about carefree retirement, planning for that retirement. You know, it can be challenging, no doubt about it. And unfortunately, when it comes to retirement, mistakes can cost you significantly. So what's the goal? To plan correctly to avoid experiencing the fallout that comes with the most common retirement planning regrets or mistakes. And we are going to go over and cover some of these regrets and how you can steer clear of them. So we kind of treat them as potholes in that road to retirement. You want to make sure you can avoid these. Mike, we'll start with you. And this seems kind of obvious. You don't save enough. You didn't start early enough. That's a pothole.
Yeah, listen, hindsight's 2020, right? We all wish there's things that we could go back and change in our lives, but we can't. There's nothing that we can do about that, right? And Prashant, how many people have we met with that said, wow, I wish I would have known this stuff earlier, or I wish I started saving earlier, okay? But if you haven't done it, there's nothing that we can do to fix the past. So what I can say is the biggest thing that you can do right now is start taking action today, right? So if you want to fix your financial future, you need to start having a plan today. Start saving. So even if you're behind, even if you haven't started doing it, there isn't a reason why you can't come up with a plan to make sure that you have that retirement that you always wanted. But there's nothing you can do just sitting on your couch. You have to start taking action.
And Mike, more specifically, automate the process. I mean, just think about this. How many people have subscriptions that are on auto pay that you just never cancel because, you know, it's automated and you never actually feel it, right? You could take the exact same attitude when you look at saving. If you automate 5% or 10% or 15% going into your 401k, you're much less likely to stray from that at some point in the future. That's the whole reason they invented things like auto pay for subscriptions, is because they know that you're not going to go in there and cancel it. You got to take the same mindset when you think of savings. The more you automate things, the less likely you are to stray from your plan.
It's funny that you say that, Prashant, because there's actually apps out there right now that help you get rid of the subscriptions, right? So if they've invented apps, right, which they're making money off of to help you save money, you know that there's a lot of automation out there with these subscriptions, right, that people get rid of. And I think you also brought up a really good point, Prashant. When you start automating this and you start putting in a certain percentage or a certain dollar amount on a weekly or biweekly basis, you're dollar cost averaging your investments, which is the most powerful thing that you can do from taking advantage of the ups and downs in the market. So what a great point, Prashant. But if they can just automate this and dollar cost average, wow, it's a great way to catch up if you're behind.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Again, Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell. You can find them at Elite Income Advisors. Check them out online. It's a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. That's EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Again, great information there for you. You've got radio shows in podcast form. You got TV shows. Again, any event that's coming up, you'll be able to find it. EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Talking about some of the big mistakes that people are making. And kind of we're learning from history. We don't want to repeat this. So if you're not saving enough, maybe you're not starting early enough with your saving, that's one thing. You know, look, get in there. Try to do as much as you can now. If you're 50 and older, obviously catch-up contributions. We talk about that all the time. It's about having a plan and moving forward. Prashant, the next one that people are, you know, it's a mistake. People just aren't doing this. Not including both spouses in the planning process. I've heard of this. One particular person in the relationship does the finances. Hey, I'm going to go see the advisor. But really, you're going into this as a couple. You need to be in the planning part too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even in my household, my wife is in medicine. I am obviously doing this type of work, and she, for the most part, stays out of it. But one thing that we do together is we make sure that at least once a month we're financially on the same page. Now, she might not fully understand every little thing that we're doing behind the scenes to get closer to our financial goal. But if you asked her what our financial plan was intended to do and what our short-term goals are, what our long-term goals are, she'd be able to tell you. And that's because we do that together, even though she's not necessarily involved in the day-to-day. And so when it comes to couples preparing and planning for retirement, you know, it's natural that one spouse may be a little bit more involved in the planning process. But that can be a problem in the future when one person knows everything and then something unexpected happens to that person. I mean, I've seen it with people that come to visit with us. I mean, we had a radio listener come in and say, I inherited a life insurance policy from my husband she got the money from. He passed away last October. And now she came in and said, I have no idea what to do or what I should be doing or whether or not I'm on track, because he was handling all of this stuff. And that is the position that you do not want to find yourself in. What better way to get out ahead of that than to do some of this planning together? Varying levels of involvement is fine, but I think everybody should at the very least be on the same page.
Yeah, same page.
Yeah, I agree, Prashant. And, you know, I'll tell a personal story right here to everybody that, and I think, Prashant, you know this, is that my father-in-law passed away a number of years ago. And he handled all the finances in the household and never, ever told my mother-in-law anything. She just basically had the debit card and said, spend whatever you want. He passed away unexpectedly. And when he did, she had no idea where the money was, how to access it, how much there was, and if she was going to be able to pay the bills the next month. And I saw her go through this, and it was really, really sad, because my father-in-law actually saved a lot of money, and he was really good, and you know, she's fine, everything worked out well. But to see somebody go through that, just like the fear in their eyes because they didn't know anything, it made a profound impact on me, where Prashant and I have a real problem when we only meet with one spouse, and because we want both spouses to know what's going on, and also for them both to understand their financial plan. I think that's really important, don't you, Prashant?
Absolutely. I think it's a great point.
I mean, it's about being on the same page. Prashant said it, Mike backed it up. And again, as a couple, if you're going to be retiring, you know, at least kind of be in the neighborhood when it comes to discussing what's going on with your retirement. One's going to be more involved, possibly, but certainly keep everybody up to date on everything that's going on with your retirement. You're locked into Retire Smart Maryland Radio, where you are discussing some common retirement regrets that are out there, not saving enough, not starting early enough on that savings plan, and then not including your spouse in the planning process. Another one. Now, here's one, Mike. Spending too much too early. I'm excited. I'm getting into retirement. It's the go-go years. And boy, I tell you, the Benjamins are just flying. I'm spending money everywhere.
Yeah, I think, you know, Prashant and I always joke, right? There's three phases of retirement. It's the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years, right? And it's kind of a reverse bell curve there, right? Where as soon as you retire, every day is Saturday, right? So it's basically a vacation every single day, and you want to do all the things that you never got a chance to do. And then you go through the slowdown years, and then the no-go years, you know, you might have increased expenses with healthcare and things like that, long-term care. But when you're in those go-go years, that's why it's so important to come up with a budget and a spending plan. And whenever you're working with a financial advisor and a fiduciary, you want to make sure that you budget some extra money in those first couple of years to get to do all the things that you never got to do. I always joke with Prashant, I've never seen a luggage rack on a hearse. So you want to make sure that you enjoy those years. And they actually did a study when people were getting ready to pass away, and they said, what was your favorite time of life? And most people answer between 60 and 70 years old, because the kids are out of the house, right? Most of the time the mortgage is paid off, they don't have a lot of bills, and they get to really enjoy everything that they wanted to do. So spending too much early is really a function of not budgeting correctly, not necessarily not having a plan to do it. So when you're sitting down and making up your income plan, you want to make sure that you budget for those go-go years and get to do everything that you want to do. And if you budget properly and have a financial plan, we can make sure that you have the money that you want to do that. But you don't want to do it in such a way that you're costing yourself where you don't have enough money later on in retirement.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Again, Prashant Sabapathy, Mike Hartzell are our hosts. You can find them at Elite Income Advisors. I'm Morgan Patrick, Consumer Advocate. We're going to give you an opportunity to get on their calendar. And if you've got some regrets, maybe they're building up, maybe you haven't started planning, maybe you feel like you haven't saved enough, you can have these conversations, and they are complimentary, these appointments. You leave the checkbook at home. Prashant, last thing to you, and it's almost like, and we've talked about this before on previous shows, but when we talk about your spending plan and we're talking to the potential retirees that are out there, because we're all headed towards retirement, how important is it to maybe practice, practice what you preach before you actually preach? I mean, you're not in retirement yet, so go ahead and practice what might be in your spending plan those early years and then beyond.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm a big believer in this. It's almost like test driving your retirement, so to speak. Look, we have very simple philosophy here at Elite Income Advisors, okay? While you're working, your financial life at its simplest form is just what we call money in and money out. That's what it is. Your paychecks come in, expenses go out, and you try to save as much money as you can. When you get to retirement, that doesn't change. It's still very much so about money coming in and money going out. But what changes is where the money in comes from. If it's no longer coming from your paycheck, it's got to come from somewhere else. And so when we talk about test driving your retirement, I think a lot of people actually spend time trying to figure out where their retirement paycheck is going to come from. But what they forget to do is they forget to make sure that it actually increases in retirement. So think about this. If you needed $7,000 a month to retire in the most fulfilling way possible and travel and get to spend time with your grandkids or whatever is important to you, 10 years from now, you're going to need a heck of a lot more than just $7,000 a month to be able to continue that fulfilling lifestyle. And so this is why test driving is important, so that you can really pinpoint what your income need should be. And then once you figure out what that income need should be, you should design a roadmap and a plan to be able to recreate the paycheck that you need to be able to retire in the most fulfilling, abundant way possible. Okay. So if you're going through that process now, and you're not sure where to start, or you're not sure if the planning that you've done is on track, give us a call. Pick up the phone. The phone number is 800-653-8404. Now, when you call in, you have to have your calendar in front of you, okay? Because those appointments go quick. Our calendar fills up really quickly. Our advisors are busy all the time. But when you come in, it's a totally free visit. You leave the checkbook at home. All we're going to do is understand your situation. You'll be able to ask us as many questions as you'd like. We'll help you develop that spending plan. We'll help you put together that income for life plan, which will map out for you how much income you're going to have. Most importantly, we'll help you adjust that income for both taxes and inflation. We'll throw in the Social Security Optimization Report and a risk analysis of your portfolio as well. It all starts with that phone call. We have offices conveniently located in Ellicott City, Maryland, Annapolis as well. We also take appointments on Zoom for that first visit. Starts with that phone call, 800-653-8404. Call now.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, it's breaking down the latest economic news and what those headlines might mean for your finances. Don't go anywhere. Back on Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your hosts are Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell. You can find them at Elite Income Advisors. Check them out online, eliteincomeadvisors.com. Great resource website, easy to remember, eliteincomeadvisors.com. We have our radio show in podcast form, TV shows. Again, anything that's going on event-wise, you'll be able to find that at eliteincomeadvisors.com. Both Prashant and Mike are independent fiduciaries, and it's all about retirement planning, getting you ready for what is your postseason. So we're going to cover some of the biggest headlines in the economic field and the financial world. And, you know, and again, when you're talking with or working with a financial planning professional, these types of articles are going to come to your attention. So guess what? We're going to get into this. Now, let's kick it off with David Kostin, Goldman Sachs, Chief U.S. Equity Strategist. Kostin joined CNBC's Squawk on the Street recently to discuss the market share and, again, the forecast. Think about this and what the future holds.
What are we seeing now for the first quarter results? We're about 16% of the way through earnings season. We've seen thus far most of the companies, about 65% of the companies, have actually beat consensus expectations on the bottom line, and about a third have beat expectations on the top line. What that suggests to us is that companies are able and have been demonstrating the ability to kind of squeak over a little bit margin, and margin is basically hold there until a little bit higher. There was some desire to try to raise prices, but it didn't get that strong indication there's a lot of inflation coming. So our forecast is that the market rises slowly in line with expectations for earnings.
David Kostin, again, Goldman Sachs, Chief U.S. Equity Strategist on CNBC's Squawk on the Street recently. And so, Prashant, just weigh in here, your thoughts on what Mr. Kostin gave us.
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily agree with all of that. I think earnings are backwards looking, where we're looking at the previous quarter, and the market is always forward looking, right? And so I think that to look at the last quarter and try to determine what is going to happen in the market is kind of almost a short-sighted way of looking at it. Now, look, Goldman Sachs is a big company. They're a great company. I'm not necessarily saying anything negative about that. I just happen to maybe disagree. And I think some of the proof here is in the pudding, right? You've seen companies actually report great earnings, and then you see the stock prices go down. And why is that? It's because they're offering guidance that their revenues may be down, profit margins are shrinking due to rising inflation and things like that. And so, you know, when I often get questions about what is my take on the overall state of the market and the overall state of the economy, and I think a lot of times people conflate the market and the economy as one, and they're two totally separate things, right? I think economically, the economy is actually doing pretty good overall. I mean, the GDP number was a little bit light, which I didn't, you know, think was great. But overall, economy is doing relatively okay. The market has seen a heck of a lot of volatility, though, over the last 18 months. And why is that? It's because there's so much uncertainty surrounding the Federal Reserve, surrounding inflation and earnings. And I think all of that translates to a pretty volatile market. And volatility is bound to happen. You just have to understand, as a pre-retiree or retiree, is that volatility going to derail your overall retirement plan? That's what it comes down to. Volatility is going to happen. You just have to figure out, does it affect you or not?
So important, again, to be in touch, be in tune, but also remember, we've used this phrase quite a bit. I mean, just be aware that if you're tuning into financial channels, we call it financial pornography. It is going to be salacious. It's going to be crazy, and then it's going to change in 30 minutes, and it's going to be totally different. You're going to have guests all over the place supporting what they are, quote unquote, selling on all these different shows. So just make sure you're taking everything with a grain of salt. And speaking of that, J.P. Morgan Chase Chair and CEO Jamie Dimon joined Economic Club of New York last week, and Dimon weighed in on the state of the economy and what's in store for the average consumer, but he remains very optimistic about the impact even a potential recession would have on folks.
The American consumer, even if we go into a recession, is much wealthier than before. Debt service ratios are very low. They're normalizing now, and credit is, we say it's normalized, it's not gotten worse, but they have, it's still the lowest it's ever been pretty much on record. Their home prices are up, their stock prices are up. Remember, 50% of people don't owe money at all. And so even if we go to a recession, the consumer's in good shape. But that doesn't mean you can fight off the effects of stagflation or something like that if it gets much worse.
Okay, there's a whole bunch jammed into this short clip. Mike, Jamie Dimon, just his thought, your thoughts on his thoughts.
Yeah, I think every time that people want to comment on the economy, I think Jamie Dimon's one of the first people
that
they go to.
It's true.
Right? We see him on every news channel. I think here's what to unravel about that, right? Because he said the economy is looking good and debt service was down. But yet earlier in the segment, we talked about one of the number one fears with Americans right now is running up the plastic card debt, right? So when you look at this, right, and Prashant and I always talk about this, you have to prepare for every single scenario that could happen, right? Because when it comes to the market, we know there's going to be good years and we know that there's going to be bad years, right? On average, the market declines about one time in every 7 years historically, right? So every time Prashant and I are sitting down and meeting with a client, preparing for them for retirement, we have to make sure that they are bucketing their money accordingly. So if we do have a recession, no matter how bad that recession is, they still have a way to withdraw their money and meet their income needs. Because as you look at it, right, Prashant wrote several books on this. It's all about income, right, Prashant? It's all about meeting that income need in retirement and how you weather all these storms. Because if you're going to have a 15, 20, 25, 30-year retirement horizon, right, because average life expectancy is going up, you're going to go through these different market conditions. So you better get used to weathering these storms and have a plan for everything that could happen.
I think simplicity here is really important. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I turn on the TV or listen. You know, I try to listen to as much stuff as I can, whether it's financial news, CNBC, Fox Business. I try to listen to what other advisors are talking about in my area. And one thing that drives me crazy is people have a tendency to talk over their clients, meaning, we start talking about things like stagflation. I mean, does the average person know what stagflation is, right? Probably not, right?
But they use that buzzword when they come in to meet with us.
Absolutely. So here's my philosophy on this, okay? You got to make things simple. Most of the people that come in to visit with me don't ask me about how stagflation is going to affect their retirement plan. What they're going to ask me is, am I going to be okay? Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to be able to live the life that I want to live after having worked for four decades? And so when we sit down and talk with people, I don't necessarily care about the state of the economy and all this kind of stuff. What I care about is, do you have a retirement plan that puts a paycheck in your bank account every single month that allows you to live the way that you want to? Now, yes, do we have to deal with investments and insurance and estate planning and tax planning along the way? Absolutely, we do. We'd be silly if we weren't dealing with that type of thing. But at the end of the day, I think most people want to know, am I going to be okay? Am I at risk of running out of money? And that is the primary problem that our team helps our clients solve. And if that's what you're looking for, we're probably going to be a great fit for you. If you want to go really deep into investments and alternatives and options and derivatives and those types of things, our firm is just not going to be the best fit for helping you out. But, you know, that's what we do. We're all about keeping it simple here. That's really what it's all about.
We're hitting some of the headlines. But remember, you know, take everything with a grain of salt. Make sure you're working with a fiduciary firm. Map out your retirement. Be ready for it. There's so many moving parts. We often use that example of the puzzle. I mean, everybody's got so many different pieces. It's all customized to the individual or the couple that's retiring. So just make sure you're sitting down and you're mapping this out well before you get to retirement. All right, guys. Prashant, we are sitting here. We have appointments available. Let's walk them through exactly what's going to happen if they can grab one.
Yeah. So the phone number is 800-653-8404. You're going to come in and you're going to sit down with our team of specialists, and we're going to walk you through an actual plan. And when I say a plan is built in components. Component number one, first and foremost, is an income plan. We want you to understand how much income you're going to have coming in each and every month and year for the rest of your lifetime after taking into account the threat of taxes and inflation. So you should be able to look at one sheet or one screen and know exactly what your income is projected to look like. Number two, we're going to help you optimize your Social Security benefit. You only get one shot to get your Social Security filing strategy correct. Our team will run you a report to help untangle Social Security for you so that you can feel confident in the decision you're making. Number three, we're going to do a portfolio risk analysis. The worst thing that could happen is that you retire and then you go through a big 20, 30, 40% decline. Okay, if you go through that, that's going to have a negative impact on your retirement. You have to understand what kind of risks you're taking. And lastly, we have to talk about taxes. With the national debt the way it is, taxes, we all think taxes are going to go up. You have to understand how taxes could deteriorate your retirement income. If you want to come in and go through a plan that encompasses all these things, pick up the phone and give us a call. The spots go really quick every week. It's 800-653-8404. Totally complimentary review of your Retire Smart roadmap.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio continues on the other side. We've got retirement scenarios. I'll throw them at the fellows. We'll see what they come up with. That's all next. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell. You can find them both at Elite Income Advisors. Offices located, headquartered in Ellicott City, but also in Annapolis. It's all about having that retirement plan, being ready for your retirement. Both Prashant and Mike are independent fiduciaries, and it's all about having that plan. We talked about a lot today on the program, and now we're going to move into some scenarios. I'm going to throw them at the fellas, see what they come up with. Prashant, you get the first one. Here it is. How should an individual retirement account, IRA, be managed? Should I pay my taxes now and receive my money tax-free later? And can the taxes owed on the rollover be deducted directly from the rollover account itself?
Yeah, it's a good scenario to go through because I think taxes are on everybody's mind here. Look, do we all think taxes are going to go up in the future? Yeah, I think we all do, right? And the reason this is so important is because we've been told for decades by Wall Street and our employers and everybody else that we should put money away into our pre-tax retirement accounts, IRAs, thrift savings plans, 403Bs, and take the tax deduction now because we'd be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. What we're finding is that people are projecting to be in higher tax brackets in retirement. And if that's the case, taking advantage of something like a Roth conversion could be the right thing to do. And that's where you convert your pre-tax money to a tax-free status, and then you never have to pay taxes again. Now, of course, the downside is that you have to pay all those taxes in the year that you make the conversion. Going back to the original question, some of those taxes can be withheld on the conversion from that account. I'm not sure that that's necessarily the most advisable way to do it, but you can withhold the taxes when you make that conversion. So with that being said, how do you determine whether or not a Roth conversion is the right thing for you? If you think that your future tax rate is going to be higher than your current tax rate, then taking advantage of a Roth conversion could very well be the right thing for you to do. What I'm not saying is I'm not saying that every single person should go out and immediately do a Roth conversion. What I am saying is anyone with pre-tax retirement money should consider whether or not a Roth conversion is the right thing to do. And as a part of the analysis that my team's going to help you with, they're going to walk you through whether or not that is a good, sound financial decision. I believe everyone should go through that process.
Yeah, and it's about education. Just, I mean, look, a lot of you out there are sitting on portfolios and haven't even thought about the planning process. This is all part of the conversation, and we're going to give away those complimentary appointments, and it's all available to you. Elite Income Advisors providing it. You leave the checkbook at home. We'll tell you about those as we move through. All right, Mike, this next one's to you. If I want steady income in retirement, how do I build it?
Yeah, when you take a look at looking at retirement plans, right, and this really speaks to just simplification. And I think that, you know, Prashant, we were meeting with a couple last week, right? They were pretty affluent, a couple million dollars, and they were interviewing financial advisors. And when they were doing it, they were essentially speaking over their head and getting so far down in the weeds about all the technical analysis of the investments that they were going to do and the returns and everything like that. And what didn't they do? They never solved their income problem at that point. And so anytime that we're meeting with clients, you really have to simplify this and say, and Prashant talked about this earlier, it's money in, money out. How do we make sure that you have that guaranteed money coming in, that you get to live the lifestyle and the retirement that you want, and that your plan is your plan? It is simplified to the point where you can go explain it to your friends, your neighbors. It's not so technical that you don't understand it. So anytime that we're looking at sitting down and explaining financial advice with people, we want to make sure that we get it in plain speak, they understand it, and it really breaks down to just money in, money out, and how are they not going to outlive that money?
And another thing to add on is let's talk about how to actually build income into a plan, right? A lot of times people shy away from things like the use of annuities. I'll tell you what, if you're thinking about annuities and maybe just automatically disqualifying them, I think you're making a huge mistake. Now, I think when people think about annuities, they think about the annuities from 20 or 30 years ago. Folks, annuities have changed, okay? If you're looking at annuities thinking that they're the annuities of 20 or 30 years ago, that's a mistake, because the annuities are 20 years ago are almost like the flip phones. And today we're operating in a smartphone environment, right? The annuities today are designed to give you reliable income that you can never outlive, but you still get to maintain control of your accounts. Meaning when you pass away, the insurance company doesn't actually keep your money. There's ways that we can do this. It's incredibly powerful. I'm not saying an annuity is the right thing for every single person, but I think if you're automatically disqualifying it just because of some predetermined bias that you had 20 years ago, you are missing the mark. These things are more powerful than ever, and we've been able to solve a heck of a lot of problems using these types of solutions.
Yeah, I think to your point, Prashant, too, is that if people aren't looking at every available tool to solve their income need, right, they're missing the boat, to your point, right? You have to look at everything that's available to you and figure out the best fit. And so I think, you know, annuities get a bad rap because there's been some talking heads on both radio and TV that are just annuities are bad, annuities bad, annuities bad. Okay. That's like saying every car is bad as well, too, without taking a look at it.
More and more people are getting educated on annuities. Record number of sales over the last couple of years. I mean, these are things that you can all do research on. But I love that Prashant brings the flip phone reference in and absolutely crushes probably half of our audience. I was going to throw in BlackBerry. Remember the BlackBerries? I mean, again, yes. you got to move on with the times. All right, I've got another scenario for you, Mike. We'll start with you on this one. I've been getting so many calls and emails about buying precious metals or converting my IRA into gold. Is this legitimate or is it a scam? What's going on here?
I don't think I can watch any of the news stations right now without seeing an ad about converting to gold. I think Roslyn Capital is on every single news station. So look, whenever it comes to taking a look at your investments, right, it's all about diversification. So having some precious metals or gold in your portfolio may or may not be a bad idea, but it really just depends upon your risk tolerance and what you're looking to achieve. So when Prashant and I sit down, or Ozzy or Connor sit down and meet with our clients, the first thing that we do when we start talking about investments is do what we call Riskalyze. And it's a powerful tool we've been using for 5 years, and it's really easy for our clients to understand, and they can see how their different investments are going to react in different market conditions. So if it's something that you're looking at, it may or may not be appropriate for you, but you want to make sure that you look at about how does that fit into your overall portfolio and does it make sense for you to own. So just going in and converting your whole IRA to just gold, you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. So make sure that you have a diversified portfolio that fits your need, fits your risk tolerance, and look at how does that affect your overall portfolio.
You need a Retire Smart roadmap. You need to talk about how you're going to handle the process as you move to and through retirement. Opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors is coming up, so take advantage of it. Final scenario, this is a sad one, and I think there are a lot of people that might be in this boat, but hopefully most of you are not. But here it is, 65, no retirement, only benefits from Social Security. How can I begin saving? And more importantly, where do I start saving? Prashant, to you.
Yeah, you know, I think this just goes back to the automation thing that we were talking about. If this is your starting point, Mike hit on it earlier, I totally agree. You can't go back and change what's been done. All you can do is look forward. And so I would start with something as simple as just putting money away in an emergency fund, because then you're not going to have to take on unnecessary debt. Number two, I would start automating the 401k process. If you are still working, go to your employer, put away 3%, 5%, 10%, whatever you think you can afford. Start doing that. Capture your company's match on that money. I think that's a powerful thing to do. So that's where I would start. But more importantly, for those of you out there who have already established wealth, but you're just not sure where to go with it or how that translates to a retirement that is fulfilling and abundant and worthwhile for you, that's what our team is here to help you do. When you have this Retire Smart roadmap, you're able to look at it and map out your income and feel confident about Social Security, understand tax strategies that can help maximize that income, fight off inflation. That's what's going to give you the confidence that you need. And so really it starts with that phone call. It's 800-653-8404. Mike, why don't you talk to the audience a little bit about specifically what to expect when they come in to visit? Like, what does that first visit look like? How long should we be budgeting time-wise? And, you know, what is the expectation when they come in to visit with us?
Yeah, this is great. People really need to understand when they come in to meet with us, right? We're going to walk them through a couple things on that first appointment, right? We're going to talk about Social Security optimization, not necessarily maximization, but optimization, and making sure that they're taking Social Security at the right time for them, because that's the guaranteed income coming in. We're going to build them that retirement income plan for life. We're going to make sure that they have a plan that keeps up with inflation and that they're not going to outlive their money. We're going to take a look at their investments, both from a risk perspective and from a fee perspective, right? We're going to give them that forensic fee analysis as well, too. And we're going to also help them with legacy planning, tax planning, estate planning. So when you come in to meet with us, that first appointment is going to be all about education. We're going to take a look at where they are right now, where they want to go, and how are we going to get them there? So once again, it's complimentary. You're going to get the Retire Smart Roadmap, and you're going to walk out of that meeting feeling very confident about your retirement plan. So give us a call, 800-653-8404. Again, for the next 10 callers, that's complimentary, 800-653-8404.
I mean, this is your opportunity, and it's in front of you right now. Retire Smart Maryland Radio and Elite Income Advisors offering you a position on their calendar. Get that Retire Smart Roadmap put together for you. Again, it is complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Well, looky, looky. Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio is in the books. For Prashant Sabapathy and Mike Hartzell, I'm Morgan Patrick. We will see you on the radio next week.
Annuity guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.